The Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center observes, the continued expansion of African swine fever and foot and mouth disease serotype SAT1 highlights the fact that foreign animal disease remains a significant threat. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of its June e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton observes, we're seeing new cases of African swine fever and foot and mouth disease.
African swine fever is still continuing to be seen in Germany, and there's been warnings of potential increased expansion into the North Rhine-Westphalia region. In Poland, a first outbreak occurred in 2026 of a large commercial herd, and this encompassed more than 21,000 pigs. Foot and mouth disease, SAT1, was identified for the first time in Mongolia, and they have not experienced this virus detection before. I think it just highlights the fact that foreign animal diseases are still a significant threat, and that's because of a variety of reasons. We know African swine fever remains in wild boars, and the control of those animals remains important to reduce the risk of spread. For other diseases, you know, illegal animal movements have contributed to the spread of diseases, the use of unapproved vaccines, but also vaccines that don't address a particular strain, as is in the case of SAT1, also can help heighten the risk. But the threat is significant and still present, and it's very important to maintain all levels of biosecurity that can address reduction of risk for foreign animal and even other diseases.
The June Global and Domestic Swine Disease Monitoring Reports can be accessed through the Swine Health Information Center's website at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.